But as we know, we always start with our motivation. So we can think about the situation in the world today. Just what's on the news, what's in our families, what's in our town, our country. And we can see that there's a lot of activities and a lot of actions and that are I don't want to say, well, yeah, they are causing harm to us, and just the general interruptions of harmony, the disharmony that's around us, not to mention a lot of the terrible things happening in the world. And so we can motivate preliminarily that what we do here, that we're creating some positive energy and positive potential to bring some peace to our little planet and some sanity to our little planet, so that we can, as a species, make the proper decisions of how best to stop killing each other and stop killing, creating environments where we can no longer thrive. So we have a lot of decisions to make and changes to make, and the climate change conference is starting next week in Madrid. So we like to think not only of our own lives, but of all the lives of all sentient beings, that we can become a drop in a huge pool of positive energy where people care more about each other and the future than about their own little needs. And it doesn't mean we don't take care of our needs, but it means that we recognize that there's a limit to that. And we can also think about others. And I think we've all learned here from our experience that when we care about others more than ourselves, it actually makes us more happy. As long as we're taking care of ourselves as well. So let's just motivate. We always motivate with the bodhicitta motivation, which is to not only create the cause of happiness for ourselves and those around us, but for all sentient beings, and not only that, to attain the ultimate happiness, to attain enlightenment for all sentient beings. And this is a project that takes many lifetimes. It's like growing a great old tree. And each life is like each year in a tree. You know, we become stronger and taller. And each life we pray that we can be born in a situation where we can continue to create the cause for enlightenment. And so this is about creating virtue. And what is virtue? I think virtue is what creates the cause for future happiness, right? What makes us happy, helps people, goodness. And so this teaching we're doing is really about how to create virtue. It's called mind training, lojong. That's what that means, training the mind to create virtue, not only just create virtue, to enjoy creating virtue. Because the more virtue we make, the happier we are, the more joyful we are, and the more joyful the people around us are. And we just make the world a better place. So that's our motivation for the weekend, I think. And and to learn more about Dharma. Because it's wonderful to study Dharma, to practice Dharma, and to share Dharma, and to keep the teachings alive. Because like I was saying, when those monks were in Buxadar back in the early 1960s, they didn't know that this might have been the end of Tibetan Buddhism. But what happened was it was a great misfortune for them, but a great fortune for the rest of the world. Because now Dharma is spreading all over the world, and it's being held in its traditional form, which is really wonderful, like things like this, but it's also transforming into to other forms of science and education that's less ritual and religious oriented, and making the Dharma concepts available to all kinds of people that wouldn't be interested in it. And we can really thank the Dalai Lama for that. He's pushed that his whole life. So